Hello everyone, this is Dario Betti, I'm the CEO of MEF, the Mobile Ecosystem Forum, and welcome to our regular podcast on blockchain. And our regular invitee is Daniele Manzi. Hi Daniele.
Hi Dario.
Hi, pleasure to be here. Our advisor on blockchain, how are you doing?
Great. I mean, despite the very difficult moment right now for all the world, technology is facing a very, very fascinating period right now, in the sense that all people trying to take action and try to improve not only what they were doing before, but try to improve our life. So it's so exciting to live in this period of time.
Well, Daniele, it's exciting, and there are a lot of topics and applications to cover. I have to tell you what I've heard from somebody. There was something for a future podcast, I think. They were saying, hey, there was a lot of announcements on from car makers and blockchain, which I really enjoyed. It's not very mobile, but everything ends up being by now. So I think we will come back to that. But very similar to that amount, I've seen that this week there are some reports, one report that I've noticed on being out on IoT and blockchain. As a matter of fact, I'm looking back at my notes so that Advanced Market Analytics, if you're interested, they published a report on global blockchain IoT market. So that puts together one of the ecosystem from MEF, the IoT ecosystem, and our discussion on blockchain. Too much of an interest to say, let's not discuss it. Let's not ask Daniele what he thinks about it. So, Daniele, what's got blockchain to do with IoT?
There's a huge synergy and correlation in a way between IoT and the blockchain. Think about telco. Think about pharma, so biotech, and think about telco. So telco, pharma, sorry, and agriculture. I want to say this. What is the somehow the connection point between the two worlds? So the IoT and the blockchain. IoT is a kind of the physical, in my view, is the physical interface of the blockchain, actually. So the blockchain itself is an enhanced database, which is designed in a way that data can be shared transparently, securely, or with immutability. You know, the way it's been engineered is to ensure distribution on how data are being handled and managed. But what the blockchain can't manage is how to validate and eventually how to connect with the physical world, because this interface is not meant to be into the core of blockchain. And this is what IoT is, because at the end, IoT is about intercepting any possible data on the physical world and translating this data into a meaningful data point in the blockchain for the distributed management of the data itself.
So take me through that step by step. The distributed management of data itself. What do you mean by that?
Distributed nature of the blockchain is essentially that the data which are being stored in the blockchain can be organized. There are, you know, plenty of blockchains, but if I'm talking about public blockchain, so data are being organized in a way that no one controls this data. This means data are validated, stored, but no one is the owner of this data, because these data are published in the blockchain. Every node running into that blockchain copy a version of that database, the updated version of that database or the ledger in real time. And then you have a distributed database across all the running nodes all over the world, and you don't even know where they are. So distributed means no one controls the single instance of the database.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. In one point, we should link in our advisor on IoT, Andrew Parkin White. There is a big discussion in general that the IoT promise of the Internet of Things never fully materialized because there is no exchange of data. As you were saying, the things are talking to their specific applications. But the great thing about the web is the interconnection of data and the rich creations of additional information and layers on top by disseminating information so quickly. The IoT market doesn't disseminate, partly because of security, which is what you mentioned there as well. So these adopting some of the blockchain rules might allow to spread the information, but maintain it secure, something that has been a bit of a chimera for the IoT market. So I can see how it really works.
The key here is to, I mean, what you're just saying, it reminds me one of the previous podcasts we registered where I was saying for me, blockchain means trust first. Trust, immutability, transparency. So those are the three keywords always using for me to describe what blockchain is for me. Okay. So, and if you think about from an IoT perspective, what is really, really key is that you have whatever, an IoT, which is in charge of acquiring a specific set of data for a specific use case. And then if you want to leverage this data and then to publish and to create value out of it, then what is really, really key is that you embed this data into a security frame. So as this data can be exchanged and managed and transferred with peace of mind, with safety, with security, and by keeping control of this data to the owner of this data. So in the case, in the extreme case of the blockchain, of the public blockchain, no one is the owner of the data. Mm-hmm. So this means the data is in the blockchain itself, but no one physically is the owner of the data unless it holds private keys. So this means there's no concept, this is very difficult for people to understand, there's no concept of property, of custody in the way we are, you know, we have been behaving so far. Meaning that the money is mine because the bank is identifying whether it's me with my identity card, so no one else can steal this money. In the blockchain space, you own the data if you own the private key. So this means if you lose the private key, which, you know, encrypt your data, then you are the owner. If you lose the private key, you're no longer the owner because someone else take your private key and it becomes the owner of the data. So we're just trying to bring ownership to a different layer. Owner is who owns the private key. And if the private keys are being shared, so they are shared owners. So that's why people are not, you know, they need to understand first. And I believe the level of security, it's nothing less, nothing more than what we do today by identifying ourselves via the so-called KYC process with identity and so on and so forth.
Well, there's another part of the IoT value chain that comes to my mind when talking about blockchain, and that is the devices themselves. So there are things somewhere. And what it comes to my mind, and partly why I thought the mentioning of the automotive industry and what they're doing, because I can see that a lot of the automotive industry is also trying to trace all the different pieces and using blockchain for doing it. And I can see how the blockchain market, the IoT market, is probably trying to do the same. Yeah, so many sensors, so many fridges, if fridges might be IoT, I don't know, so many cars, anything. And oh my God, how do I identify maybe and share between the different trusted part of the industry? What are the different, where they are, how do I recognize them? And that's what blockchain should be really able to do it, you know, put some identity. Is that too far off, or am I going down a path?
No, it's exactly right. I mean, first of all, what is really, really important is to envision how data have to be exchanged and handled and by who. So who are the stakeholders of the data being captured by the IoT layer. So, and once this is clear, so who is going to use and how is going to be used, then there are, you know, plenty of solutions at stake to make this as seamless as possible and as interoperable as possible. Those two terms, interoperability and interoperable and seamless, are key words to bring, in my view, IoT to the next step. Because as long as the IoT layer capture data, normalize this data and make them available on a blockchain, then it's like when you want to exchange it. At the end, when you have done this fundamental step, you just want to deal with this data as you deal today with a token or a cryptocurrency, as similar as that. And then this data can be exchanged as cryptocurrencies or tokens are being exchanged today into platforms called exchanges. This is something which has to happen also onto the business verticals into any industry. And it's not fintech only, it's any industry, healthcare, food and agriculture, everything and anything. With the way we're working right now, foresee this type of normalization first. And number two, creating like a trading platform where data can be exchanged, traded, and move from A to B for validation and for value added.
Here we go. So we went back to say that there is much more that can be done with blockchain on anything, not just IoT. But I will come back to that. I can think of, and it happens twice or very often now, I can think of another member in in our community in MEF, which is currently, but not publicly, creating a blockchain IoT solution. So here we go. I mean, that's more than the theoretical discussions. It's really starting. And do you know of any public examples, by the way, Daniela? Do you know of anybody else which is officially doing IoT and blockchain?
I mean, my company.
We know one. Oh, okay, your company.
Yeah. We're doing so BlockCert. I'm representing so also another brand, but so BlockCert is doing this on food and agriculture, on the cannabis in Canada. So there is a product called Seed Certain. So this means there is a tracking of all the steps of production of the cannabis from the seeds to the table. And at the end, so you have to, in order to ensure the quality at the end, in the value chain, you have to make sure that you rigidly follow all the check, all the quality checks from the production, from the early stage of the production. On healthcare is exactly the same. So you want to track in the drug production, you want to track every single quality check, and you want to create an immutable layer on the blockchain. So as when you have, for example, to recall a product, you have all the data which are there, and you can immediately come back and do number one, root cause analysis, and number two, eventually there's liability shift across different suppliers, you can immediately go to the source of the problem and then take action, eventually to stop the production line or doing other stuff. So the key is if you have these pipeline and these process completely digitized, so as data being tracked, audited, and so on, once something wrong happens, you can immediately take action. And but you have to rely on how data are being captured, so IoT part. And number two, they are being stored. So the so-called immutability is key, especially if there's a high liability and high business risk at stake. You have to make sure that no one can forge, can manipulate this data. So those data have to be stamped like in a rock, and no one should be in the position to manipulate this data.
Well, here we go. Examples in the supply chain coming immediately of application of blockchain, which is fantastic. And I know that time is short for us, but our conversation continues on a regular basis. So, Daniela, I'll stop now, but I'd like to say thank you, and we'll speak soon again.
Sure, let's speak soon, and I will be looking forward to receive tons of questions as people are really motivated to get to know more and to get to tackle different areas of business where eventually they might be involved in the future. So let's be as much creative as possible and try to inspire people to build new things and take action.
And absolutely. And if you want an immediate, easy to remember email, or so to speak, it's info@mobileecosystemforum.com. It's one word. Send it. Say this is a question for blockchain, and we'll make sure that Daniel gets them. And so we'll read them out and discuss later. So thanks again, and we'll speak soon. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.